Saturday with Katie Hannan on RTE Radio 1.
And you're welcome back. Now, from Monday, essential workers can take essential driver training lessons with an approved driving instructor. And while that's very welcome, when will the vast majority of the over 100,000 people waiting on a test around the country be able to avail of one? Joining us now is Declan Nocton, Director of Driver Testing and Licensing at the RSA. Good afternoon, Declan.
Good afternoon, Katie.
Can you answer me that question, Declan? When will the general public be able to get their tests?
Okay, so what the public health guidance to us is that by the end of May, we will be able to start testing non-essential workers. Up to then, it's the essential workers who have applied on our urgent list basis.
Now, we know that the average waiting time for a test at the moment is 25 weeks, which is pretty staggering, 6 months. What measures are being put in place to deal with that backlog?
Well, I think one of the ironic things, Katie, is that we're only working at 80% of capacity right now because we can only test the essential workers. So once we're able to test non-essential workers, we'll get much closer to 100% capacity. So if, say, for example, in late May, early June, we can get up to our full capacity and we are taking on extra driver testers, we would expect to get that 25 weeks down to closer to 12 weeks by the end of the year.
And there's new pop-up testing centres being planned.
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're taking on 40 testers, 20 are in with us at the moment, another 20 starting on the 17th of May. And to facilitate those, we're opening up test centres. In fact, what we're really doing is expanding existing test centres by opening up local centres close by, so they're supplementing the existing centres.
And will these new centres, will they be in places where there's the highest demand or the longest waiting lists?
Absolutely, because we're assigning the new testers to the areas where we have the greatest needs, the longest waiting times, the highest numbers waiting. So that's the strategy that we're following in terms of placing the new testers that are coming in.
Okay, and can you tell us where? Give us an idea of where those.
Well, you know, obviously Dublin, Cork, and Galway. They're the main areas that we're focusing on in terms of adding the extra numbers. Because if you think about it, you know, we've watched. Over half of our demand is in Dublin alone.
Yeah, so I see Tala. Tala has one of the highest, longest waiting lists.
The ironic thing at the moment is that waiting lists are somewhat meaningless because we're only testing essential workers. So in actual fact, many essential workers are getting tests very quickly. So we're not taking people from the back of the list, if you understand what I mean. So the waiting list is distorted in that fashion.
Yeah, a driving instructor was in touch with us today saying, concerned that are all the essential workers really essential workers, and saying that there's very little checking, that they get an online form, they fill it out, they hand it to their driving instructor. They say, you know, if they were asked to upload it, at least there'd be some possibility that they could be checked on.
Yeah, so that's for the driving instruction, which is starting on Monday. So what we've done is we've created a form. The essential worker will have to fill that out and self-declare, and we will be doing spot checks in due course. So the activities really is between the person looking for the training and the ADI, the approved driving instructor, that'll be giving them the training.
A lot of people, and again, we've had a number of people in contact with us saying that, you know, essential workers, obviously, for business and that. But there's people like family carers, single mothers, you know, who have to do school runs and all of that, that they've been waiting now since before COVID for their tests. Like, what kind of hope can you give them that they will get on the road?
And absolutely, that's true, because we've relied on the essential worker list that's been provided by government. So that's the list that we go on when determining who's an essential worker and who's not. So what we really want to do is, end of May, beginning of June, start taking people from the back of the list and ensure that we have transparent and fair means of scheduling everybody so that those who've been waiting longest can get a driving test. And I guess the ultimate strategy is to get down to 10, 12 weeks by the end of the year.
And that would be the best we could do, is it 12 weeks?
We'd have 12 weeks, but we'd shorten it further then going into January and February next year. So we will get it down gradually beyond that in the months into the new year.
Okay. Can I ask you about the theory test centres? I know we've over 40 of them around the country, but they've been closed since lockdown in October.
That's correct. They did open up in December, but they have largely been closed since the 22nd of October. If there's a view out there that they're unsafe for any reason, we in the RSA, we'd love to get an opportunity to show that through the robust anti-COVID measures that it's actually safe, because the conditions are in keeping with all the COVID measures that we've put in place, say, for example, for driving tests. So driving tests have been going on since January, 42,000 of them, and the driver tester and the candidate sit, you know, within a metre of each other, and we've had no case of COVID. So the conditions in a driver theory test centre is even more safe than that. So we would love the opportunity to demonstrate to the public health personnel that it is safe to open driver theory tests, because there are 100,000 people waiting for a driver theory test. And if we were to get the go-ahead to open driver theory tests, we could actually do 50,000 driver theory tests in the first month alone and get through the backlog very, very quickly.
OK, but you need the government. Let me just put that to the minister here. It seems a simple thing, Minister Thomas Byrne. Theory test centres, they're still closed, and they need them open if we're going to get people through this backlog.
Yeah, we do, and I just want to pay tribute there. I think that was, in fairness, that was an excellent explication of what the RSA is going to be doing over the next few months. This has been, I suppose, one of the difficult parts of it. Clearly, everyone would accept that it's in a pandemic, these things were quite difficult and dangerous. I think there's a clear plan to get this back to a somewhat acceptable level by the end of the year, looking at the burden that they've had over the last few months. And I really, really welcome that. At least people are getting serious clarity on it. Look, we'll wait for public health advice, but we fully understand that it is absolutely essential. And there's lots of young people now who just need, particularly young people, who need to get their cars. And we certainly would be hopeful that the public health advice would come with that very, very soon.
Well, I think between Finglas and Talla, we're looking at nearly 20,000 people waiting. So this is an absolute crisis. But there's 79,000, nearly 80,000 people waiting on the theory test. I can't understand why it can't be put online. I mean, university exams went online. You know, other people have managed it. Something we've been calling for. My colleague Darren O'Rourke, I know, has been putting in a huge amount of work on this. And indeed, the pop-up centres that were originally, as far as I can recall, suggested by Darren O'Rourke, it's good that they're coming in now, because this backlog has to be dealt with.
I just want
far
to just,
too many people.
Just to
access
be clear,
to a driving licence is so important. Yeah, for
absolutely.
Them, you know?
Can I just be clear about that and put that to Declan Nocton, because some driver theory tests are being done, a very limited number are being done online. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that's right. So for trucks and buses, for example, we do about 800 a month. Now, we can go online with car driver theory tests, but I suppose because of technical and individualization, that would be limited to about 4,000 a month. So while that would be welcome when we get up and running with that at the end of the month, certainly the huge effort in clearing the backlog and getting 50,000 done, it's through the bricks and mortar centre that's the best approach.
Yeah, I mean, Katie, can I come
in there?
Sean Sherlock has done tremendous work on highlighting this particular issue. I want to thank Declan for his contribution to putting this in context and the challenges that are out there that I think most people kind of understand. I mean, the Department of Transport have been saying now for the last while that they're piloting online theory tests, and I noticed that they've been quoted this week in the media saying that it will be really only at the back end of this year that they will be made more widely available. I mean, situations where we've got 62% youth unemployment in this country, it really is no country for younger people, looking at housing, looking at access to driver tests, looking at access to jobs. I mean, there are retailers, of course, as we heard earlier on, crying out for staff. We need to enable people to get their tests on the first step, course, is a theory test. And we've got people, as Sean Sherlock has pointed out, being offered tests living in Cork, being offered tests in Wexford, Leitrim and so on, and that's not sustainable. I appreciate that efforts are being made to get this done, but you know, it's not beyond our ken to try to up our game from the point of view of, you know, access to online exams. You know, another contributor, Louise, that said earlier on, we're doing it at a third level, doing it in other contexts. Surely we can do it in respect of driver theory tests and do what Sean Sherlock has been asking us to do.
Okay, we're going to have to leave that one there. I want to thank Declan Nocton for that update, and there we'll take a break.